When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Forever Dog.
Hello and welcome to another episode of the American Arts and Culture Review Podcast. My name is Whitmer Thomas and I'm joined as always by my number one co-host Clay Tatum. Today on the podcast we'll be talking about the movie Aladdin, and we're going to have fun talking about it. Because guess what? It's the end of May. Everybody's doing their best job, and we love to live a life and have fun. Go on, hit it, Clay.
Right now? So early?
Well, hit it on the count of 1, 2, 3, 4, and hit it, Clay. That was really good.
I think you did a bad job on that one.
What did he do? I was paying attention to the keys.
You normally introduce, you say who the guest is going to be.
What did you say? Can you go over what you said?
Wait, all you said was Clay. You didn't say him or me?
Well, I forgot because it's been 2 weeks since we've recorded this. Our number one guest today on the podcast is DJ Doug Pound.
What were you saying?
And our number one audience member is Rodney Barry.
Okay, cool.
Well, you're fine. What were you saying up top?
What?
The stuff at the top you were talking, what were you saying?
I was saying that we're going to talk about the movie Aladdin.
Huh?
Yeah.
Okay.
Clay, who did you study under? I noticed your jazz.
Oh, the jazz?
Your jazz playing was pretty cooking.
My dad is. My uncle is Bob James. And so he would be playing the keys all around me. And
who's Bob James?
Bob James, he does the taxi theme. He goes, nee. What does Bob James do?
Why is Whit smelling his shoe?
I stepped in poop.
More like Whitmer Thomas.
My man, go for it.
You freaking got him.
I stepped in poop.
Gotcha.
I'm dog sitting right now, and I stepped in the dog's poop, and I didn't know until just now.
Is he pooping in the house?
Well, you know, you probably could have kept it a secret because we have an engineer here who probably like works in this office.
And sorry. It's not that
you could have blamed
bad.
It.
It's pretty ground
let me see,
up.
Let me see the sole. Yeah, it's like cooked into it.
Yeah,
let me see.
Yeah.
It's,
oh,
like
yeah.
Not, deep it's in not there. Like wet, fresh poo that's like every step you take is leaving a
It was
stain.
Hours ago. Must have been.
Yeah.
Dang, that's too bad.
It's like dried horse poo right at this point. It's just,
how are you stepping in this dog's dung?
Well, it must have been old dung.
Uh-huh.
Old dung. Not. It wasn't fresh out the ass. It was old dung left in the grass.
It was crusty dung.
It's crusty old dung because today the workplace I'm house sitting has a gate, and I forgot to press the gate open whenever I was inside their house, so I had to hop over their fence through their woods.
One time I was house sitting and the house it was staying up too late.
Mm-hmm.
Put it to bed.
How'd you do that?
How'd you do that?
Well, you give it some cookies and milk, and you try to give it. You have to kind of like bribe it a little.
So you got full of Santa Claus.
Uh huh.
Yes, I tell you what.
What are we doing today?
If you go to bed, I told your mom you'd be in bed by 8.
And then you.
Mrs. Brownstone.
Yeah. Clay and I grew up in Mr. and Miss Stucco.
Who's this?
Oh, I've sat for her.
How about you, Rod?
My house? I don't know.
Yeah, what was the name?
I don't think it had a name. It was just
okay. So you don't know what your house
was like
is made out of?
Was it like a ranch style or?
I mean,
what are those little ones called? Like a bodega? No, like
I don't know. Was it like a ranch?
You're thinking of small house. Go on, Whit. I mean, Rod.
I mean, I'm just like not 100% sure what kind of house it was.
Okay, well,
did you say outhouse?
Text your mom and see what she says.
Okay,
we'll wait.
Okay, I'm texting her right now.
And until then,
I'm going to keep derailing this podcast.
That's go for cool. it.
Derail. Doug, when are you going to grow your hair long?
I'm kind of looking at Rodney's hair thinking, that's cool. Yeah. I want to do that.
So why don't
grow
you?
It out.
Why don't you?
It just gets to a point where it's like, I can't stand it. I want to shave it bald. Like, I get so, it's so annoying to have hair on your face.
Have you ever done it?
I've gotten to the point of like Thurston Moore.
Okay.
Of Sonic Youth when Sonic Youth was like, you know, in their prime.
Yeah, yeah.
Kind of had that
long bowl.
The early kind of Tony Hawk bowl, long bangs, kind of like a bowl.
And have you shaved it bald?
Yeah.
Huh?
Well, it wasn't fully bald. I shaved and I had my friend do some designs into it.
Okay.
That's cool.
Who's your friend?
Do you think I should grow it long?
Yeah, I do.
What's that going to do for me?
Make you cool.
Yeah.
It will make you cool.
I would say,
do you feel cooler with the long hair?
Actually, no. I kind of want to get rid of it.
I would say like a long hair and a graphic tee goes a long way.
Yeah. Doug, you're not wearing a lot of graphic tees, are you?
I don't. None of us are doing graphic tees.
Yeah.
We're plain.
Huh. So when did you ditch the graphic tee? When's the last time you had a shirt with a band's name on it?
Oh, my gosh. There's one band tee I'll wear.
What is it?
This band Swirlies that I like.
Swirlies?
Never heard of these Swirlies. Guys. Are they bullies?
No, they're the victim.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
They're taking it back.
They're taking back the name and the prank.
And did anybody ever give you a swirly back in school?
No way. That's something I've only heard of.
Yeah, me too. I never heard of that.
You ever get swirled?
Honestly, it seems fun. If that was all the bully did is stick your head in the toilet and flush it and give you funny hair for a second, I think that's...
What if it was a chocolate swirly?
Yeah. If there's poop in there, yeah.
Yeah, then you don't want that.
Oh, yeah. If he took a fresh dung.
Oh, yeah. The bully did it?
He takes a fresh dung and he times it out perfectly knowing that you're coming in so he can give you a chocolate swirly.
You take a dung bath.
Oh, well, that's pretty
dung. Were you bullied in high school at all?
I was never...
Or were you like the cool... You were you're too cool for that.
I was never dipped in dung. Yeah. No,
Any fights?
No, Clay and I went to school together. I'd say that there was, I don't remember ever being bullied.
You didn't get dragged behind like a F-150
by
rope?
No, that's a.
I think our school was too small, and everybody knew each other's big brothers and stuff. So it was like there was no way. If you were to bully somebody, you'd have to really not have any sort of.
So we're gonna have to talk to these big brothers because they didn't have the big brothers. See how they.
Yeah, exactly.
How did they fare?
If you have a big brother, you're safe.
If you are the big brother, you got the shit kicked out of you.
Unless you were big. You see?
You have to be pretty big.
I will say, no, we did get bullied a lot, but it was from Torsk.
Oh, yeah. The people who would bully us would be from, like, Indiana.
Yeah.
They would come to town, because we grew up on an island town in Alabama, so they would come on vacation from Indiana, and they'd, you know, be upset with us because we were skateboard punks, and they'd want to whoop our ass.
Yeah.
Were you skating where they're trying to, like, have their margaritas or something, or what?
No, I think they just were annoyed with us. But then what ended up happening is the guys who were... And, Doug, you grew up skateboarding, so you know these people. The guys who were skateboard adjacent, you know, they, like, hung out with skaters, but never really skated. Those people were always crazy people.
Like these guys.
Like Rod.
What?
Rod, did you hang out with skaters in school? Yeah, see, no, he was just practicing.
I'm just saying current day, but I'm just kidding.
Oh, yeah. Those people, to me, and Clay
and
I...
Yeah, those are the scary ones. They don't have the release of the grind and the rail. They don't have that release. They need that expression, and they don't have anywhere to express it except when you're stomping your curb. That's their trick.
Exactly. So we had one of those guys. His name was Josh, and he would carry around a golf club with him, and if these... guys from Indiana or wherever wanted a piece of us, he would
do it like this.
Exactly. He'd take that golf club and whip their ass.
Yeah, dude. What are we doing today?
Was it just a threat?
Yeah, he would often hit himself in the head with it until they would be afraid and run away.
Oh, Hey Arnold style.
Yeah.
Or like Daffy Duck.
Did he actually connect the golf club to the skull?
Of his own head, yeah.
Oh, of his own head.
Yes.
That's a good defense mechanism. If someone's like trying to fight you, I think I heard, what is his name?
Joe Rogan?
Rich Bain, the comedian?
Yeah.
I don't want to give away his joke, but he has a joke to the effect of just smear like dog poo over your body and be like, I'm crazy. And then no one will, like if someone's coming up to mug you, grab the nearest dog poo, smear it on your face like, I'm crazy. And they'll be like, I'm going to mug the next guy. I mean, you will have poo on you.
Yeah.
But Richard, if you're listening, I'm sorry if I spoiled that joke. It's very funny.
You could just watch it.
Go
right
see Richard
off.
Vane live.
Go see him live and follow him on every redlobster.com.
Look him
you
up.
Know, you know who Richard Bain is? A jolly fella. You know who he reminds me of?
No.
The genie.
Santa Claus?
What?
The genie.
Oh, which
from
brings us to
Aladdin. Aladdin.
Clay, you should be. Here we go.
Or should I call you Al or Din? That's one of the great
that's
jokes
a really
from
funny
the
joke.
Cartoon.
That's
a really funny
wait,
joke.
What's the joke? I was thinking about this. Is his name Aladdin or is he Al Aladdin?
No, but in the original Robin Williams genie goes, or should I call you Al? Maybe Din?
Din.
I love that. So this is a movie called Aladdin, and it's not a cartoon anymore. They took the tune and they gave real people to it.
Who's in it?
I don't know.
Will Smith
is in it.
X-Men?
No X-Men's. Nassim Pedrad from SNL is in it, and then I don't know the other two actors.
I've seen the movie. I'm just asking as devil's advocate.
Yeah,
it's like, you know,
I appreciate
so,
it.
Let me ask you
the
this.
Audience.
Is it a movie? It's got the lamp in it, right?
Yeah, the lamp is definitely in there.
The lamp is really fun in it.
The lamp is
there
fun.
There hasn't been a lamp in a movie like this since Anchorman.
Wait, would you say you love lamp?
I love lamp.
Okay.
And Doug, how did you feel about lamp?
The Aladdin lamp?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I love lamp.
There you go.
Of course I did.
There you go.
So, I liked it better than the thing that came out of it.
Yeah, me too.
Put him back in there.
Yeah, me too. So
what came out?
Will Smith.
Genie.
Oh, yeah, Genie, sorry. In my mind, I kept going.
It seems like the movie should be called Genie. He was the real star.
Yeah, that's
true. Was.
Will Smith really shined.
Yeah, I kept thinking. You know,
this is his best role.
You know what else really shined? The lamp. Literally.
Yeah, you shut that thing up.
You gotta shine it to get that genie to come out.
So we all go see this movie at the Universal City Walk together.
Uh-huh.
The opening night.
Yes.
And we're watching the movie, right? And what's the movie start with? This guy.
Snuck into Cinnabon.
Yeah, we snuck into Cinnabon. Which was pissing Clay off because he was hungry, but he didn't want to ruin.
It pissed me off because Clay put it under his hat and then he peeled it back. And I said, put the wax paper on top of the frosting. And then he takes it off. It's basically just a bun.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And Clay's over there licking all the frosting off his hat, pissing me off. So we go, and this Aladdin fella's running around the town. He's stealing bread. Or whatever it is, and he bounces around stealing jewels, bouncing around, then he runs into a nice...
So he's a bad guy.
He's a bad guy.
Okay.
He's running it, but he's smiling and being gentle.
Right.
So
I would love to see him smile and be gentle in a jail. So.
He gives the boy an apple.
Yeah. Okay. Well, you know he's a smiley, gentle boy because he gives a kid an apple.
Is he stealing... Is he kind of like a good bad guy, like Robin Hood?
He's stealing
from the rich? Or
he's stealing riches from people, but in the meantime, he gives one boy an apple. So that's how we know he's good.
So he wants to take from the rich and give to the poor.
No, only he gives... He doesn't.
He wants to take it from the 1% and give it out to everyone else.
No, he steals specifically to eat.
What?
Yeah,
gotta eat to live.
Yeah, he sings
gotta
it in the song.
Gotta steal to eat, gotta eat to live.
Right.
So... He runs into a girl stealer.
Wait, let me just write this down real quick.
Who's bouncing around too?
What's her name? Jessica?
We don't know yet. It might be Jessica. We don't know. And they're bouncing around together, and then they bounce around up to Aladdin's house, where he lives in the bell tower of Notre Dame. But it's not Notre Dame. It is
Agrabah.
Is that a little guy in there?
The little guy's not in there.
Not in there.
The little guy's
different
there.
Time. Different,
well, there is
different
a,
age.
There is a little guy, but it's a monkey.
Oh, I thought that was a little guy we were talking about.
No, the little monkey guy is bouncing around too, and he's got a pet monkey, maybe not a pet, more like a best friend. He's going.
He said he actually in the movie said that the monkey raised him.
Basically, because his mom died and his dad died, and then the monkey raised him.
He was raised by a monkey?
He's raised by a tiny little monkey wearing a hat.
What? Who's this guy?
He's telling this to the girl that he met.
Can I just do a side tangent?
Sure.
Yes.
Do you know who Disney paid off? They paid $1 million to leave Paris so they would not ruin a franchise.
Who?
The chiropractor of Notre Dame.
Whoa. He's back.
That's how we do it.
All right, so.
Okay, I'm going to keep quiet. Please tell me this.
You feel free to chime in.
I just love your retelling of it. It's just like the images are coming back to me.
Yeah, feel free to chime in at any point. That's what it's all about. So they're bouncing around together, and then he goes, do you know anything about the princess? I haven't seen her in a long time. And she goes, well, I work for her.
The monkey does?
No, the woman that he met.
Who's this woman?
Well, we're about to find out.
Okay.
She says, I work for her. And he goes, oh, that's nice. And she goes, oh, I got to go back.
She didn't have any questions about this raised by a monkey stuff?
No, they don't seem to question that, even though he does. This monkey is weirdly intelligent.
A very smart monkey.
And goes, oh, I steal.
He doesn't say that.
He doesn't say that?
No.
He goes,
yeah. So then he goes, well, I gotta get my hands back on that princess because she's nice. He doesn't know it's a princess.
He thinks handmaiden.
Handmaiden. I gotta go meet her again because she's nice. So he goes to her.
He's horny?
Yeah, he's horny.
This horny man's raised by a monkey wants to get his
hands on that handmaiden. So he goes back to the palace and meets up with her. And it turns out that she's actually the princess, and she has just had to meet some fancy prince and who's annoying.
He's a dweeb.
He's a dork. And
Bel Air?
Not the Prince of Bel-Air.
That's different.
Save that for later.
Okay.
He meets some dorky-ass prince. She does meet some dorky-ass prince who she wants nothing to do with, but her dad's like, we need you to marry a prince so he can become sultan. And she's like, let me become sultan. And he's like, that's not the rules.
And she didn't tell him about the horny monkey-raised man?
No, that has not even been mentioned yet. And meanwhile...
She didn't like horny monkey-raised man.
No, she did like him.
No, she liked him.
But there was obvious sexual chemistry. He was hard and she was wet.
Okay.
And you can tell.
So then Jafar's there.
Jafar go what?
And he goes to the Sultan and says...
Sultan Sea?
No, the Sultan is like a king.
Sultan Bey.
And he goes, he with his snake, he goes, hey, I want you to go to war with someone. And he's like, I don't want to do that. And he goes,
what do you mean with his snake?
Well, he has a snake king.
Snake staff.
Oh, right. I was in the bathroom.
Yeah.
I was getting some red vines.
Yeah, and the snake goes, you will go to war. And he goes, I will go to war. And then he snaps out of it because the princess, his daughter, walks in.
Where are they going to war?
I can't remember where they want to go. He wants them to go to war, too.
It's where the Princess Jasmine's mom was from.
Yes.
Remember when we went to war in Iraq?
Yeah.
We'll talk about that later.
Okay. So... So, yeah, so then that happened, and then guess what? Aladdin sneaks in and goes and meets with
this guy's really horny.
Yeah, with the handmaiden.
He's probably sniffing.
But the handmaiden is actually the princess.
Does he smell down this girl?
No.
Well, how does he know how does he know where to go?
Because she lives in the palace, and it's obvious.
Oh, that he already knows that she's the prince.
No. No, the handmaiden lives in the palace with the princess.
You, man, go off, King. You're just confusing the hell out of me.
Yeah, so he goes over there, and then they hit it off. And then it turns out that she's the princess, and she lied to him. But it's all right.
Yeah.
And then he's like, well, dang it.
He stole that from Game of Thrones.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
Hey, if you ask me, a liar and a thief go well together. Go off.
Yeah. And then Jafar goes, hey, this guy's sneaky.
How far?
Jafar. He's a character.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's a name.
He goes, this guy's sneaky, and he seems like a rough diamond in the rough. So I can take him to rub this lamp, because that's what this lamp needs, is a diamond in the rough.
Explain this to me one more time. I'm so sorry.
Okay, there's a tiger cave.
Tiger cave, of course.
That says, I need a diamond in the rough, and there's a lamp in me.
Who needs a diamond in the rough?
The tiger cave.
Tiger cave.
Okay. Is this a cave?
That looks like a tiger, and it can talk.
Wait, is this who's talking right now?
Okay.
Yes, that's who's talking now.
Okay.
So the tiger...
I was in the bathroom for this part.
Yeah, you're still in the bathroom. The tiger cave comes out and goes, give me a diamond in the rough. Jafar's like, I think I found one. And then Aladdin goes in there, and then he goes with his monkey, Abu. Apu. Abu?
Abu.
Abu.
Are you trying to scare me right now?
No, I'm not. Okay. And Abu goes...
That was what I was doing in the bathroom.
Abu goes in there and goes, come on! And then they go and find the lamp, but they can't touch any of the gems that are in there or the gold.
Right.
Or else it'll crumble.
But they can't free the carpet.
How many gems are in there?
They can free the carpet who's trapped under a rock. A lot of gems are in there.
Gems?
What type of
jewels? Jewel. Any mics in there? Brian's?
Oh, sorry. G-E-M. Sorry.
Big Alabama rubies. Accent right there. Yeah. Gem.
Gem. Sorry. Gem.
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 Gem. So, you know, like gems getting a feedie.
Yeah. Gem. Gem has a jam.
Yeah, give Jim a jam.
Jim Jam.
So that's your dad's favorite website. So
Trump.
Yeah, sorry, Clay's dad is Trump, which I was gonna forget to tell you that.
He loves Jim Jab.
Jim Jab. Your dad loves Jim Jab. He's always texting you Jim Jab.
What is that? What is that like?
What?
that scene.
Dude, what? You want me to be your dad?
What are you talking about?
Go off, you forgot.
What is the scene?
Quarry. What is
That's
it?
That's not my dad!
Oh, right. Today, you have to come over here and look at my new Jim website.
Okay, end of scene.
Okay.
Thank you.
That's Clay's dad, Trump. So he goes down there, he rubs the lamp, but guess what? And he frees the magic carpet, and then Abu touches some gold, and then everything crumbles, and then they break free, but then they rub the lamp, and then the genie comes out.
Why do they rub the lamp?
He accidentally does it somehow, and the genie comes out and goes, "What's up?" And it's Will Smith.
What's he like?
He's funny. He blue.
He's a big blue guy. Uh-huh. And he's basically...
Bill Willie style.
Yeah, he's big Willie style, and he's basically bouncing around being blue, and he goes...
Blue Willie style.
You got three wishes. First wish, but you got to rub the lamp to do it. And he goes, okay, well, get me out of this cave. But he doesn't rub the lamp, and they get out of the cave.
He tricks him.
And tricks him, and then, oh, crap, so he has three more wishes. His first wish is that he wants to be a prince so that he can go date Jasmine, and then he does, and then he dates Jasmine, and they love each other because they're really cool. But it turns out that Jasmine recognizes him, and he goes, I know I was posing just like you as a poor person, but actually I'm a prince. I just wanted to see the people today. And she goes, wow, we have so much in common. And then they
pretend to be poor?
Yeah.
Why?
What do you mean? So they can see the people of today.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's like, okay.
What?
Clay? You just put on some dirty rags and go down to some stinky people and you just walk around?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's what they did.
All right.
It's a depressed economical climate.
She had to do that so they wouldn't be like, there's the queen.
Yeah, exactly. She has to blend in. Do you see?
Now, why doesn't she share some of her riches?
I know.
It's like, in general.
That's my big problem with this movie, is give these people some of your stuff.
And it's like, why is this horny monkey guy so into this greedy one percenter?
Exactly.
Is he like it for her money? Or is he like it for her personality?
I think he likes her
The horny monkey raised man is a thief too, so he can't keep him near the riches.
Exactly.
I'm surprised he didn't take some of those gems home.
And the whole time I'm watching this, I can't get that out of my mind.
That he's the horny monkey raised man is a thief.
Yeah.
Go off.
And so the Sultan's like, I like this new prince whose name is Prince Ali of Babwa?
Yeah, Babwa.
Yeah. And
Babwa.
Yeah.
Ababa.
Ali of Babwa. When I was a kid, I thought it was Ali of Babwa, but it's not. So.
Al Jazeera.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So they go and they're dancing around, and then Jafar goes, this guy is not a prince. He's a liar. Or maybe he is a prince. I can't remember.
Where does he go?
That's what he's thinking.
Okay.
And so he dips him in the water tied to a chair and says, take a sit. Down and die.
Yes, yeah, I'm liking this scene.
And then Abu throws him the lamp in the water and he rubs it and says, I don't want to be dead anymore.
Yes.
And so that's his second wish.
Oh my God.
And then, but at this point, the genie.
If you had a wish, what would you wish?
Well, you can't wish for love.
Okay.
And you can't wish to bring someone back from the dead.
Okay.
So I think I would wish for.
A little bit taller. Wish I was a baller.
Yeah.
Yeah, something like that.
I wish. Taller?
Yeah.
If I had a girl, I would call her.
That's what I would do.
I would wish for
Skilo's using girl up those wishes like that.
Yeah, he's not even thinking about the rules.
And if I had a girl, I would call her.
What?
Oh, it's is that the girl?
Hello?
It's quite a reverb on that ring.
Why are you calling me?
Because I wished to call you.
What are you talking about?
I wished, and now I called you, so what's up?
That was really good.
Yeah.
Great skit.
That's a really good skit.
Yeah, that rocked.
So what happens next?
You tell me, my dude.
Okay, so then Aladdin, Jafar somehow gets the lamp, and he now is in control of the genie, and he turns everybody stupid so that he can be the most powerful thing in the world. And then Aladdin somehow is sneaky back, and he gets...
He turns everyone stupid? Who is he? CNN?
Yeah.
Go off.
So he turns everybody stupid, and then Aladdin gets the lamp, and now he's back in control of the genie, and he says, I or he says, wait, no, you know what, Jafar, you aren't powerful enough.
How far along in the movie are we
we're
now?
We're almost at the very
this
end.
This is like really, really we're already
super
that far?
Close to the end.
Okay, yeah. So far, I haven't written much down, by the way.
Well, whose fault is that?
My dumb ass.
Yeah.
I was so caught up in your storytelling, my dude. So he's a horny monkey raised man who's a thief.
Yeah.
And someone tells him to go into a tiger's mouth. And he goes in there and he rubs a lamp and then he gets three wishes. And we're almost done with the movie.
No, you've missed 10 to 12 minutes of my review.
Can you just run it by me one more time?
Okay, Clay, at this point in the film also, as soon as Clay saw...
What type of music should I play for what you're about to tell me?
What kind of bath salts was the writer smoking?
Exactly. That's a good question. Well,
that's my question.
So Doug threw his hands in the air at some point and he just said, mm-mm. And that's when he went to the bathroom. And he got his red vines.
The thing is, I wasn't really...
What?
I wasn't using the bathroom the whole time. I was sort of just...
Walking around.
I was checking out whatever brand of towels they had. I like to check it out. I log it in my blog.
In the bathroom, you
I
check.
I have a bathroom towel blog.
Oh, yeah? Mm-hmm. Do you remember what kind they had?
Bathroomtowelblog.blogspot.net.
Okay. And do you remember the type they had there, or would you have to go back to the...
No, they had the ones that were the, like, Honeywell.
Those are the good ones.
Yeah.
Okay, well... Cool. So Doug went out there to do that, and then Clay...
40% recycled.
And what a lot of people don't know is that Clay really looks up to Doug.
Yeah.
And so Clay saw
He's
Doug.
So tall.
Clay saw Doug
that.
Leave.
Also, by the way, I'm 4 feet tall. But go on.
Well, and you're so Clay saw Doug leave, and he couldn't stop looking at the entrance to the theater, like wondering where Doug was, because he really looks up to him. So Clay gets a...
Which is actually tall for a 7-year-old. Go off.
Yeah. Clay's 7. So.
Go off.
So Clay goes looking for Doug, and on the way, what did you do?
I found a mid-movie burger.
Clay found his mid-movie burger at the Hard Rock Cafe outside the theater. And did you dine in?
I dined in table of one style, baby. Give me a booth, buddy.
Yeah, he dined in right underneath Def Leppard.
The Def Leppard.
We're having a busy night. We can't really give you a booth. We can't give you a booth.
No, you can put me on a booth list.
We're going to have to put you on a tube top. Is that okay? You want to sit up high?
I'll sit up high.
Yeah, he likes...
Unless... I guess there's something we could do to get you in that booth.
What's up, dude?
Do you have any extra tickets?
I got this.
What do you got?
Kurt Cobain Jawbreaker t-shirt that you would love to hang up in your dirty little store.
So Clay traded the Hard Rock Cafe guy, Kurt Cobain...
Jawbreaker t-shirt.
What a lot of people don't know is that the hostess...
It was a hostess, actually.
And the hostess at the Hard Rock Cafe is also in charge of getting their cool memorabilia that they hang on the wall, and Clay knows that.
I'm going to keep this one.
Well, okay. Well,
you can still have your booth.
Okay. I was about to give you a Dinosaur Jr. Jazz Master, but I guess I'll keep it for next time.
So you got your burger.
Yeah. Trump, the table's ready. Let's go, Dad.
Clay and
his
dad.
Wait, you ate with your dad?
Yeah.
Well, his dad...
Well, I'm 7 years old. I can't eat without him.
So Clay enjoys his burger.
Yes.
And while this is happening, Aladdin tricks Jafar into wishing to be a genie so that he can be strong and grant his own self-wishes. But then it turns out that if you're the genie, you have to have a master. So Jafar has to go into a lamp. And then he now that that's out of the way, he wishes for Will Smith to be free.
Wow.
And then Will Smith goes with Nassim Pedrada.
They get married.
He's a YouTuber?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's a famous
YouTube.
YouTuber.
Yeah.
And then they go they go to get married and live on a boat.
And then there's a big dance scene.
And then they dance together. And that's the end of the movie.
What type of music they dance to? Something? Wait.
She married that priest? That priest.
Yeah.
Whatever he is.
Genie.
What is he?
He's married.
The genie?
The genie marries Nassim Pedrad.
And Aladdin and the princess, Princess Jasmine get married,
Wait,
too.
Wait, then what happens to the genie? Does he go back in the bottle?
No, he gets free.
He's free.
Which turns him into a human man.
Is he still blue?
No.
Doesn't join the Blue Man Group.
No, he doesn't. And then they go live on a boat together.
Who?
Genie and Nassim Pedrad from SNL.
And they have two kids.
Life from New York.
And he tells them stories.
Did
about
he get a wish?
His life.
He doesn't get a wish, or he just gives them?
No, he's out of wishes, because now he's free, so he doesn't have to grant anybody's wishes.
Have you seen Aladdin 2, when it follows that marriage?
No, I haven't. Is it good?
It's dark.
Why? Oh.
She says a lot of things like, I wish you were back in that lamp.
Wow.
Then we could get the two-story house I want.
And then you know what he says? That's fine. I love lamp.
She says, I love lamp.
Yeah.
But I don't love you.
And he goes, and then, what was that?
That was him screaming.
Oh, he screams because he's so small in that lamp. Well, okay, so that's the end of the movie. And we all, I loved the movie. Why did I love the movie?
Why?
Because of the music.
Okay.
I liked the characters.
Okay.
I liked how they enjoyed them, you know, okay, each other's company. And I love how everybody at the end is coupled together with someone else. And for that, and I like it when the parrot goes big, which we didn't mention, but at one point there's a normal-sized parrot who decides to then become big.
Yeah, Iago.
Yeah, and that is why I give this movie a 10 out of 10. What do you think, Doug?
Well, I gotta go 10 out of 10.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
No, I did miss most of it,
mm-hmm,
but now hearing you talk about it makes it sound pretty good.
Yeah,
and if you like it, we have we have the same taste. So
yeah,
of
we
course
do.
I like it. 10 out of 10.
10 out of 10. What about you, Rod?
I mean, I think I'm gonna give it 10 out of 10, and it's mostly because Guy Ritchie's back.
There we go.
Guy Ritchie.
Guy Ritchie directed it.
Is freaking back.
Guy Ritchie from King Arthur and the Sherlock Holmes movies directed this,
and all those Snatch.
And yeah. Snatch and Lock, Stock, and Two Smoking Barrels.
And he's back. He did it again. Perfect movie.
He's back. If I thought of one person to helm the Aladdin film, I would think Guy Ritchie.
Absolutely.
Yeah. What about you, Clay?
Let's hang on. I gotta write one more thing down.
What's your favorite part of Fight Snatch? Mine's Brad Pitt. I wasn't asking you so you could write your stuff down.
No, you got to write down. Okay. We're talking about Snatch.
Does any opportunity he gets to do an impression of Brad Pitt from Snatch, he takes.
Was that the Vietnamese translation or was that
no,
the
he's
actual...
Irish.
No.
I'm Irish, kind of tall.
He's a pikey?
He's a pikey, my man.
Is he Scottish or Irish?
He's a pikey.
I don't know. I don't know, man. What is that? He's like a gypsy guy.
Yeah.
Pikey.
He has a dog.
Is that a Starbucks thing?
Remember he has a dog? Pike Blend.
Shit, I need to fucking start writing. Sorry.
What are you writing here, Clay?
He's writing his review. Clay gives a big review.
Clay, like, really writes a review for the movie.
If I had one wish, that wish would be a burger and a piece of cheese.
Hey, you know, let's write our own tongue twister.
Okay.
You know, there's a lot of famous ones out there.
Like what? Chipmunk was a monk.
Shells at the Seashore. Remember that one?
Two chipmunks have a little chuck of wood.
How much wood could a woodchuck chuck if a woodchuck could chuck wood?
That doesn't seem that hard.
Well, because I've mastered it over my lifetime.
K-Earth 101.
And how much money do you win?
I don't know. Do you guys want to play the K-Earth 101 challenge?
How about this? How much clay could a creamy clam claim? If a creamy clam could
claim
clay.
How much clay would a creamy clam clay if a creamy clam could claim clay?
How much clay could a creamy clam claim if a creamy clam could claim clay?
How much clay could a creamy clam clay if a creamy clam could claim clay?
I'm ready.
What type of music? It's not that hard. We could go harder.
How much hair would a haircut cut if a haircut could cut hair?
Is that the only way to do it?
Yeah, I think so.
It's always a how much. It's always like an amount.
How big's a dog if a dog could bark and a dog was wearing some shoes? I'll tell you right now, the dog is big and the dog is me and you. That doesn't seem like that's not too
I
hard.
I think that's wrong.
Oh, okay. All right, Clay, you got a review?
No, you just, I got one more thing that I thought
do
of.
You really have, you,
all right, Doug, what are you
Doug,
doing,
Clay?
Make up a tongue twister, go.
How many constables in Constantinople can stand a Con Air screening in Constantinople.
Okay, I'm ready.
Constables can in Constantinople can stand a Con Air screening in Constantinople.
I did about
nailed it.
I
yeah,
did
that's pretty good.
80% of my review just now. FYI. Right. What type of music do I need to do for those reconciling movies?
You could have wrote it behead. Ahead of.
Well, he was chomping down on that mid-mover burger.
Ahead and behead are close, and they're very different.
You know? That is yeah. true.
And close, that, close words, but different meanings.
What year did this
That's
come out?
That's why you're popular on Twitter.
Was what? There any beheadings in the movie?
What?
No.
What?
Okay. There was behind the scenes.
2019, this year.
Okay.
Jeez, everybody knows
And what, what year does it take place?
Nobody what? Knows.
It takes place in a magical time from long ago.
Jeez. A magical time. Down. Okay, so what type of music do I do?
Something swinging with the jazz pop tinge.
Jeez.
God, it's pissing me off.
Piss me off.
You need some protein. Get yourself a movie burger.
My name is Clay Tatum. I'm reviewing a movie called Adeline. It came out in 2019, and it was filmed in a magical time a long time ago. That's my story, and I'm sticking to it. So this is I'm going to tell you what happens in the movie and my thoughts on it, starting with Wit stepped on Krusty Dong from a dog's ass. So that happens in the beginning of the movie. This boy is a dirty thief, horny, monkey-raised man. Here's some stuff I wrote down after the fact. This I couldn't have missed this. If I had one wish, that wish would be for the CNN fake news to stop, to leave my dad alone. And then that gave me another idea of to write, how much fake news can a fake news tell if a fake news could tell news? So that happens in the middle of the movie. Two more things. Thank you for listening. A table for two for me and my dad, Trump. Yes, that guy. And you know what? Guy Ritchie is back. So for that and everything else I said about this freaking great, awesome sauce movie, I give this a freaking 10 out of 10.
Wow. So yeah. Four tens. That's
actually really good.
That's 40, which is close to an F minus.
Well, then there's also the extra 10 that you got on
top. What is the unit? Is it stars?
It's numbers.
It's numbers.
Yeah, 10 numbers out of 10 numbers. So that means you got 20. So I give it a 20. That means Doug gave it a 20, Ryan. Right. That means 80 for... It's a B minus.
So, yeah,
10 out of 10. That's kind of zero. If you take 10, you subtract, and then it's like, what's 10 out of that?
Yeah.
Then what do you have is zero.
I'm not sure you.
So I would just say
no. Anything
I would say 10. I would not say 10 out of 10.
No.
So this is our first F minus movie.
No.
This movie
score.
Got a zero.
No, it's a perfect score.
It's a perfect score, which is
a
F zero. F minus. Sorry for my.
Okay, fine. Clay's the leader of the podcast. That is what it is. Fine. Sure.
Better luck next time.
It'd be cool if Rotten Tomatoes had like, and you know, there's like one cutoff. It's either good or rotten when it gets over like a certain percentage. Why can't there be a middle one that's like
stinky
beef
tomato
steak or something? Like yeah. Not as good as a tomato.
Like maybe like cook the
a lesser
you
tomato.
Cook the tomato now.
Right.
It's not
right.
quite rotten, but like
right. It's getting there.
We gotta cook it today.
Yeah.
It's like
you gotta use this.
Right.
What do you call that? It's like day old.
Yeah.
Day old. That's a day old.
Give me a tomato, it's a day old. So, Doug, you came on this podcast not really to talk about Aladdin, other than we all did go see it together, but you're mainly an expert in... What?
What?
Pigs?
A pig expert, yes, which got us very excited that you're a pig expert.
Because it got me on all fours, oinking like a damn pig. What are you going to say, Whit?
Oh, I was going to say... I was also on all fours oinking like a dang pig.
Wow.
Pigs pigs actually don't oink.
What do they do?
That's why I came here, because there's so many misconceptions.
So what's one of the things that they actually do?
They noink.
Noink?
Really?
Yeah, somebody removed the N, and it's if you really want to spell it properly and be proper, it's noink.
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 Mm-hmm. Interesting. You know, I've always said in my whole life, I nipped that in the butt.
Yeah.
And I realized recently it's
bud. Bud.
You ever thought about that?
You know about this?
Nipping in the bud. Of course. Yeah, that's when...
It's a flower thing?
It's definitely a flower thing.
Yeah. Have you ever said something wrong your whole life?
You kill something right at the beginning of its life.
Yeah. Right. You ever said something wrong your entire life other than oink? Well, I guess you didn't. You said noink because you're a pig expert.
Well, do you know about this other one?
What?
Huh.
Do you know about chomping at the bit?
Yeah, I've heard about that.
I've heard about chomping at the bit.
What do you think that means?
It's like really wanting a piece of it.
I'm trying to bite it.
I want that.
I can't quite bite it, but I'm getting close enough, so I'm giving my best chomps. No.
That means you're like anxious and you're chomping at the bit. But that's from horses chomping on their bit that they keep in their mouth.
What's this bit?
That is a real fact. One of my facts that I know.
Well, every time I see someone.
But mostly I do pig stuff. And here's something else about pigs.
What's up?
Those pink pigs that they raise.
Yes.
You see?
Pink little piggies, yeah.
Beautiful.
They shave them at the factory farm.
Wait, so they actually have hair on top of that?
Oh, yeah.
Soft pink skin?
You know what? If you let a pig grow out its hair?
Yeah.
Do you know what animal it really is?
The freaking police.
It's a freaking...
Oh, it's a cop.
What is it really?
No. It's a freaking raccoon.
No.
Really?
No.
Yeah, it's crazy, yeah.
It's a little raccoon going...
It's the same animal.
Yeah.
It's weird. It morphs. It eventually turns into the raccoon.
Wow.
It's the same animal. If you like DNA test them, same thing.
Same.
If you 23andMe, a little piggy.
Also, raccoon bacon is amazing.
Doug. You're a pig expert and you also eat the little guys?
Come on.
I mean,
well, I'll eat
the raccoon ones because they're wild. They're free range.
They're free range.
He hunts them Joe Rogan style.
So when a little raccoon is bouncing around the street.
Me and Rogan go hunting.
Yeah, I mean,
let's see what Rogan thinks about that. Clay, will you call him?
Yeah, I'll call him.
Of course we don't use a bow and arrow.
What do you use?
Or a gun. Nah, we do manlier stuff.
Yeah, you got to UFC them.
You choke hold them?
We choke them out.
Choke them out?
Yeah, we choke them out.
No way.
We do a rear naked choke. Sometimes we'll put them in a arm bar. Until they tap. We just want that bitch to tap. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Damn.
Is that right, Joe?
And that is... Gotcha covered. Yep.
The B word is the accurate... where it comes from.
So Joe said he's got you covered.
Yeah, he got you covered.
The B word is the original meaning, etymology is of a wild pig.
You talking about bacon? Is that the B word?
Not boar.
Oh.
B-I-T-C...
H.
Oh. There's no H. That's weird. That's the weird
thing.
It's B-I-T-C.
Bitk.
Chomping at the bit.
B-I-T-C.
Huh. Chomping at the bit.
Wow. So who's your favorite? Who do you think is the most authentic, famous pig character? You choke a pig out?
I choke him out.
You've been hanging out with Joe Rogan and Eddie Bravo too much.
And they tap. I make them tap.
Yeah.
But sometimes they make me tap. That's Yeah, I'm trying to level the playing field here.
Well, I mean, if you're like Joe Rogan, you like both sides.
Yeah.
So, you know, you let them tap.
I mean,
you tap.
I'm not going to buy factory farmed meat. Yeah. I'm going to buy wild choked.
Listen, I will say
wild
this.
Wild choked pig, which is actually raccoon meat.
Yeah.
Which is also actually meat. Well, with actually bacon, ham.
A bullet taints the blood of the beef.
Uh-huh. Because me and Whit, we're like really ethical and we don't like to eat like processed like ham and stuff. We go down to the farm, kick a pig to death, take it home and we eat it.
Well, that's the most honorable way to do it. You want to give the pig a fighting chance. So,
right.
I mean, what I'll often do is I'll get down on all fours and oink-click a little piggy until that guy comes around. And then what I'm going to do is I'm going to elbow it in the skull until it dies.
I just start kicking.
And then, you know, sometimes...
I save the noinks for Wit to do.
Yeah, well, sometimes...
And you know what? If they don't touch gloves at the beginning...
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's kind of like all bets are off here.
All bets are off. And sometimes those little piggies will bite you.
Yeah.
But oh, yeah.
You got to kick quick.
You just kick them right in the ribs.
You just keep kicking.
And I say, better go ahead and tenderize this meat while it's still breathing. And then kick that little sucker in the ribs.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, that's another thing. What? Do you know about this Canadian bacon stuff?
What is that, ham?
You wish.
It's what is it really?
It's not ham at all. You wish.
What is it?
Salmon.
No.
What?
No.
Canadian bacon.
Wait, this actually...
Go back to the factory. Watch them cut it. Watch them do that cross section of that Canadian bacon. It is from a salmon, and they cure it, and they put their Canadian...
I will tell you this.
...salts onto it.
Yeah.
And it doesn't taste like the salmon we all know. It's from a raccoon pig.
No way.
What?
Slash pig. Yeah, it's weird.
Is those...
Canadian bacon.
What's it called again? Roiking? What did
noink.
They do?
Noink. Noink.
Those little noinkers.
Those little noinkers.
And when they, the weird thing is, when they turn into the raccoon form, when they're free, they stop noinking. Because you've never heard a... You've seen raccoons. They go
like... Every time I see a raccoon,
they go
they're
quiet.
Doing, they go...
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're not noinking.
And they like, little,
I always see them.
Well, how do you explain the little raccoon hands? A pig don't got those little hands.
Yeah. Oh, great question. I was hoping you would ask that.
And what's the answer?
Okay. Well, have you ever seen a caterpillar?
Yeah.
Oh.
Have you ever seen a butterfly?
Yeah.
Go on. Okay.
Go on.
The pink pig goes into its cocoon.
All which right? is what?
Oh, you've... They're underground.
Oh.
Yeah, you've never seen them.
Oh.
Do you know
and
what
then a... the, and then they form into the raccoon. And their hooves dissolve away. Like, you
and
know, like when a caterpillar turns into a butterfly,
yeah.
The middle, it doesn't just grow wings. It turns into, like, slime. And then it goes, then it turns into a butterfly.
Really?
It's kind of how a pig does it. They have a cocoon.
Oh, I'm grossed out.
Yeah.
It's called a ham-coon.
You think about that slime?
A ham-coon?
Yeah, and why do you think it's called a raccoon? Because it comes out of
the ham-coon.
Yeah, it comes out.
Oh.
The early settlers, they get it mixed up. They think raccoon.
Is that what a ham is?
Yeah, raccoons come from a cocoon.
This is all starting to make a lot of sense.
It's crazy.
Doug.
It's unbelievable.
So when you get like a Christmas ham,
yes,
is that the cocoon or is that just
The big pink shaved one.
Oh,
that's
the shaved
That's a
boy.
Recently kicked kit pig.
That's a shaved
but Canadian bacon, which is also, some people call it that ham. That is actually salmon.
We actually call it salmon.
Wait, so today, if I go to Denny's and I get the lumberjack slam with some ham, I'm actually being kind of healthy because I'm actually eating a nice filet of salmon.
No. You got to get Canadian bacon. Is indeed ham.
But it comes with ham. Canadian bacon, which is actually salmon, which means that my dad would be proud because he always wants me to eat salmon.
You should tell your dad that. I want him to be proud.
Yeah.
Regardless.
Well, he is a proud boy, isn't he?
Your dad?
My dad is a proud... Yeah, well, he's a proud boy. He's proud of his...
Oh, is he part of the Gavin McGinnis crew? Or?
Oh, no. He's just part of being a proud boy.
Yeah.
He
goes around everywhere saying, I'm a proud boy.
Is he a big brother? Let me ask you this.
Wait, he lives...
Did he have a big brother?
No.
Wait, he lives...
Did he have a little brother?
No. Big sister.
Ooh, wait.
So he's a little
brother.
Was
his big sister available during the high school?
No, she wasn't.
She wasn't a bargaining chip of bullies.
No, and also she's really small, which is a big problem.
That's sad.
Yeah.
How small?
I'm talking probably 4'8".
There's nothing wrong with that.
There ain't nothing wrong with that.
Which brings me to micro pigs. Do you know about these?
I love micro pigs, those little guys.
I bet you haven't seen them.
Yeah. Are they like micro machines?
Oh, no, I'm thinking of a teacup pig.
Oh, I'm thinking of a small pig. Go on.
There are micro pigs.
Okay.
That were just... This is why I want to talk about pigs, because I follow all the science blogs, and these micro pigs were just discovered.
Hmm. What do they do?
They noink in the cutest little way.
What's that sound? Oh, like that?
Oh. Yeah, there's no predators. And they're on this one island, and there's no predators.
Like the Fire Fest Island?
Actually, yeah, that's the island. It's adjacent to there.
Do they swim?
You see on the Firefest dock, they're swimming those pigs?
Yeah.
Those are the big brothers.
No way. Guard the micro pigs from the bullies, which are the sharks.
That's cool.
You know, it's kind of cool. Me and Whit watched that movie, and you know how you go to the doctor and they can hit the top of your knee and you start kicking?
Mm-hmm.
Me and Whit don't have to do that. We just have to see that Firefest documentary. And once we see the pigs, we start kicking.
Yeah, because we want them dead.
Well, you just get hungry.
I get hungry.
I'd love to kick a pig to death in the ocean.
Yeah, that'd be cool too.
Yeah, well, I just came here to spread micro pig awareness because they've been getting stomped.
Oh.
Yeah, these teens come in.
As a pig kicker, I don't like the stomping.
Yeah,
stuff.
Don't stop.
You gotta choke
them. You gotta choke them out.
Choke them, give them a kick.
And be in their weight class. Don't be doing these micro pigs.
You have to be a micro person. And also, a pig, it's rude not to let a pig look at you before you murder it. Everyone knows that.
I may be only 7 years old, 4 feet tall, but I am a 200-pound man, and I have to find a 200-pound pig to kick, and it's not easy.
Yeah.
So.
But you have.
I have.
In the backwoods of Alabama, there was.
I go. You ain't oinking now, are you?
Yeah, and there's a 900-pound pig discovered in Alabama.
Yeah.
Do you know about this?
Yeah. What's her name?
Okay, I'm very skeptical. I'd like to hear about this. I kind of doubt it.
Well, some kid killed a 900-pound pig in Alabama.
You sure it was a pig?
It might have been a hog. I don't know.
That's not an animal.
Oh, yeah. It's not?
Yeah, no. A boar or a
boar,
hog?
A boar, yeah. A boar. It was a boar.
Yeah, that's a different thing.
Okay.
That's a young horse.
Oh.
Yeah. People are scared of boars. But when boars grow up and they turn into a horse, they've been through all the crap.
Yeah.
Oh.
It's kind of like a reformed, like, guy who spent a lot of time in jail.
Yeah.
He's in fights all his life. He had to fight to survive. And then his tusks fall off and he gets a beautiful mane of hair.
Whoa.
And then he's a horse.
You know the biggest boar I ever saw?
Why do you think they don't eat horse meat? Why do you think you can't go to Denny's now?
That makes a lot of sense.
Think about it.
I'm thinking right now and it's really rocking my mind.
I mean, it's kind of mind-blowing if you think about what you think you know about stuff, how you've been growing up, how they program your mind.
Yes,
school, I'll follow the rule. I go to my locker. Yes, my combination is this.
Yes.
Every time you put that combo in and you're spinning that dial.
Yeah.
Did you know about this?
No.
Huh?
Oh, man.
What?
Do you know? Did you have the locker? You had the locker with the spinning.
Yeah. 11, 27, 35.
Yeah. You know why?
That's mine.
You know why they have those spinning things?
Huh.
Why? They generate electricity, and that's how they power it.
And, then they
pay off the electric company, and the children generate the electricity.
Wow.
Yeah.
That actually makes a lot of sense.
When they spin, when we spent, what? When did you first get a locker? What grade?
Sixth grade, seventh grade, eighth grade, ninth grade.
We're talking 5 years of manual labor that you did.
Well, me and Whit did
and
sixth
you
grade four
did.
Times.
Yeah. You did.
So
electrical
slap
powering.
Right.
It's kind of like a wind turbine, but you're a kid and you're spending your whole childhood doing that.
So basically, we were a couple pawns.
Pawns in a...
Here's how it works. The kids all spinning their locks all day.
Yeah.
That goes into a battery, right? That battery powers the school. Meanwhile, the principal is like talking to this electric company.
Oh, my God.
Saying,
oh, my God.
How much is electricity? $10,000 a month? $12,000, $13,000? Yeah. And they're all skimming off the top. And that money, there's no electricity. It's nothing.
So electricity doesn't even exist.
Kids don't need to be making power. They need to be making TikToks.
Sorry to digress here. We can get back on. No. Let's just get back to this.
Wait, still have to tell us about this biggest boar.
Oh, the biggest boar I ever saw?
Yeah.
When you showed me the first cut of your short film.
Hey, man.
I was right behind you there, buddy. I was right behind you, man.
That's
really mean.
Okay, keep your mouth up. I won't kick you like a pig.
That's so mean. Clay, don't kick me like a pig, man.
I will.
No.
I kind of think you deserve it.
You see this movie Homeschool? What's it called?
Booksmart. That it's pissing me off.
Are you guys?
You got to get me back on for Booksmart. I just need to unload.
Just give us a sneak peek.
I can't even say the.
There's
emotion.
No pigs in it.
Is that your biggest problem?
Wasn't where a single pig in Booksmart.
Where do I start with the credibility of this plot? All right,
let's go.
You know what? Just save it for that episode.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
Does it have anything to do with pigs, your problems with it?
Yeah.
Oh, and what's that? No pigs in it?
Yeah.
But there's no pigs in Aladdin.
Yeah, that's right.
And you loved it. You gave it a 10
There shouldn't
10.
Be. They don't.
An elephant
they're
is
not
like
indigenous to the Middle East.
But they are indigenous to L.A.
LA.
Yeah. Booksmart takes place in
they're
Glendale.
They're from L.A.
Yeah.
That's where they're,
it takes place in my city?
In Glendale, yeah.
Oh, my God.
There's a bunch of pigs in L.A. It's called LAPD.
Whoa.
Yeah, there was one part where they're at, like, the Queen Mary, and then they get in trouble, then they're in the Glendale Police Department.
Yeah.
Can't somebody paint that out?
Yeah, come on. Give me a break.
That's insane.
That's insane.
Doesn't make no sense.
And they go to Glendale High School, pissing me off. Everybody there is pissing me off. Guess why? Because that's a long drive for those girls to go to the Queen Mary.
Also, Booksmart, there was not a single book in the whole movie.
Yeah, and I thought the movie was called Booksmart. I was waiting for them to go buy a book.
Go to the Booksmart.
That's really cool.
Why?
I don't know, man.
Oh, you know what's crazy is right when Doug started talking about how we've been spinning those little locker things.
Can't stop thinking about it. Now you're thinking about it.
For electricity, a buzz came on, and now guess what? We're being listened to.
Is there a buzz?
Buzz.
Yes.
I don't even hear it.
There's a buzz.
I don't hear the buzz.
Oh, I have a buzz.
You just got to tap your buddy.
Tap your buddy. No, there's a buzz. I noticed a buzz.
Tap your buddy.
But it's fine that there's a buzz because. Ooh, that's a good one. Because.
What's the good
that
one?
Means
buzz because?
Buzz because.
Okay.
That is a good one.
That is a good one.
That means Doug is right, and actually we're charging.
Okay!
What's your favorite thing the government's done? Other than
me?
Involving pigs.
Or my dad.
Clay's dad, Trump.
Yeah.
Can I tell you my favorite thing?
I have some controversial favorites, but
okay.
Go ahead.
They opened a water park.
What? What are you talking about?
There's a water park.
A government water park?
Yeah, it's a government water park. It's got in
go hurry up.
Washington, D.C.
We're almost done with the episode.
It's in Washington, D.C.
Okay.
And
this is going somewhere. I can tell it this
what's
is going
it called?
Somewhere. All right, so wind us back up to where we are at now. There's a water park in Washington, D.C.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay, go on.
And you get to go
and
on.
And this is the thing that you brought up.
Yeah.
Okay. So we're getting there. Okay, so
well, you get to go on it if you like having if your dad works in the or your mom works in the industry.
Okay.
The government industry.
The industry. Yeah. Okay.
Which means you get to go.
I know about this water park, but where are we going with this?
What are you talking? I'm just telling people about it, Clay.
Okay. That's his favorite thing the government has done. Okay.
That's my favorite thing the government has done. What's the favorite thing Doug government has done? Is this
probably keeping Cher alive for the last 40 years?
Yep. Wow.
Oh,
because,
really?
Yeah, she died 40 years ago.
And what happened?
She also hit a tree.
Ooh, really?
Just like Sonny.
Just like Sonny.
She was with
it was
Sonny?
Meant to be, the tree was meant for her, for him.
Oh.
And she took the tree.
And so is he still alive?
No.
How did he hit the tree too?
He hit the tree later. I mean, first they were like, crap, you hit Cher? It's supposed to be for Sonny.
Whoa. And why did they want to take her out?
They didn't. It was supposed to be for Sonny.
Oh, right. And they wanted to take him out because
he was a
notable Republican politician.
He was running Palm Springs into the ground with his politics. Yeah.
Which was stop swimming.
Go skiing.
He was in the drought party.
Oh, which he's is pro for drought.
He's pro right. drought.
This is a pro right. drought party?
Right.
Yeah. Okay, that makes a lot of sense. Yeah. Okay. Poor Cher.
My thing is I'm happy that they kept her
alive.
They can revive anybody.
Really?
Oh yeah.
Really?
That's crazy.
Yeah, they can revive anybody.
Could they revive a pig that I regretted kicking in the ribs?
A recently kicked pig they can revive?
Oh, yeah, that's easy.
Doug?
How?
Do you have a pig in your car?
You gotta soak it.
Soak it in what? Juice?
Well, no one really knows what the solvent is, but there is
a government solvent.
Government solvent, yeah. And that's what they did to Cher.
And you dip the pig in there, and then
remember that week around, what was it, 1979?
Yeah.
When Cher was like not in the news.
1979.
Like, where's
movies Cher, like Manhattan coming out?
Well, Cher's show will be back next week.
We got
week.
Movies coming out like,
yeah,
you know,
yeah.
There was a false flag incident happening, the Iran thing.
That's not a flag.
Because they were trying to get Cher, they were trying to get attention off Cher.
That is a flag. No, it's not a flag.
And
that's
having
a flag.
People think about something else while they had her in the fluid.
Looks like a flag, but it's
gotcha.
Not a flag.
Yeah.
Wow. And so do you think that's what that song, Do Believe in Life After Love?
Dude, you have no idea.
Oh, that makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, that's what that song's about.
And how did they expect us never to figure this out?
Because they think we're
the original song was "Do You Believe in Life After Log?" Because she hit the tree.
She hit the log. Yeah,
do you believe in life after log? Because she slammed into that tree.
And they thought that was too controversial. They didn't want people to know that much information.
Yeah, it's all the witnesses have been paid off. They were all there.
Shit.
Every witness was.
Everyone got a freaking book.
A book?
They either got paid off or they got
what? They got their own log to run into.
Guess who one of the witnesses was? Conveniently.
Who?
Look it up. Unabomber Ted Kaczynski.
Ted Kaczynski. I just looked it up.
He didn't bomb a thing. Let me tell you that. I'll tell you the one thing. He didn't bomb a thing. All he did was go skiing.
What the hell?
And he saw Cher hit the tree.
Holy shit in my ass.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Look him up.
Damn.
He was a ski patrol.
And he was
one of those sexy ones from like the 80s.
Yeah, yeah.
Sexy ski movies.
Why don't you
He was hot, I'll tell you that. He had his hair feathered.
Skiers.
He was doing daffies. Do you know the daffy?
Yeah. When you take a rubber mallet and you hit your head over that.
He was doing spread eagle daffy.
Why aren't skiers hot anymore? Like,
do you know any skiers?
No, but it used to be that skiers were really...
They're covered in helmets and...
I think snowboarders are hot now.
Mm. No, you're thinking of cold. Go on, Whit.
There's one. There's Shaun White.
Yeah, he is pretty hot.
Who's your... Okay, top 9 snowboarders go.
Okay. I would say...
Go.
Shaun White.
Top, just give me the top 5.
Well, yeah, Shaun White.
Yeah, Shaun White.
My big brother.
Wait, what's that Palmer
Whit's
one?
Big brother.
Where's the Palmer? Shaun Palmer? Oh, yeah, Shaun Palmer. Shaun Palmer.
Oh, that guy's great. Yeah.
He's good.
Adrian...
Lopez.
That Grenier? Guy named Adrian. Todd Turd?
Yeah. Yeah, Todd Turd.
Todd Turd.
There's Vin Diesel.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And Triple X.
Listen, I think we're learning a lot today, but...
What?
You know what I learned is that we need to...
What?
What's we need up? To learn more snowboarders. So yeah, we get into a conversation. Yeah. You kind of like fit in. You know, if you're at a party, they start talking about snowboarders.
Oh my God.
If we're ever up in Beaver Creek and we need to talk snowboard. Okay, Doug, do you have any final thoughts about pigs?
Go off. I mean, if there's anything you've been holding back about these little piggy characters,
are you like, you let it promote out now. Something or?
Well, okay.
You can promote
it should
later,
be obvious. It should be obvious. Don't eat
an unkicked pig. Okay, next.
Correct.
Yes.
Canadian bacon is a fraud, a government fraud.
Yes, mm-hmm. Yes.
You know, if you have to,
yes.
Eat it, choke one out.
Choke them out.
Give him a spinning back, a wheel, okay. Or something. Make it touch gloves before you do it. They have uh-huh. that. What do you think they have those hams for? They can grapple. Why do you think raccoons have those hands?
For grappling.
It's for grappling and fighting and grappling.
Yeah. And would you ever choke out a raccoon?
I have. I mean, yeah.
He does a lot.
Yeah, I do it fairly. Yeah.
Okay.
Also, if there's no referee, easy on the ground and pound.
What does that mean?
That's when you knock them out and then they're on the ground and then you grab your, like you've seen MMA when they like punch someone and then they're basically brain dead and then they hit the mat
and they go,
and then,
I'm
they
not go done yet.
Then they jump on them and slam their hammer fist onto their skull.
Your animal instinct
they keep
comes
bonking
in.
Them.
Bonk them right in the head.
They keep bonking them.
And you keep bonking.
Yeah, they just keep bonking them. And then the ref says, whoa, 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 whoa. And then they try to sneak one more bonk in. Also, always bring a ref.
Always bring a ref when you're trying to
always bring a ref.
Choke
always
out your ham.
Pig.
When you're raccoon. Oh. Coon ram. Coon
okay.
Oh. Wow.
You guys got it?
Yeah, we got
Clay.
It.
What?
Give me a wrap up of what I told you about those pigs, real
okay,
quick.
So,
hit it.
Okay, here's the pigs. You got micro pigs. These suckers are small. Pigs can also be raccoons. They get in the little. They get in a little coon. They get in a little piggy hole in the ground.
Right.
And they turn into raccoons. They that's also. Right. You also have Canadian bacon. That's also that's that fishy crap in Canada. And also.
How do you harvest? How do you harvest?
Harvest a pig.
Yeah, how do you harvest it ethically?
You kick the pig before you eat it.
No.
Wait, you ready?
You gotta choke it out, man.
Oh, choke it out. No ground and pound.
No ground and pound.
And a cocoon is comes from raccoon because pigs go into a cocoon underground and they turn into raccoons.
And bring a what?
Bring two refs.
There you go. Two refs.
Joe Rogan and Eddie Bravo. Take it away.
Oh, you bring the ref and the color commentator.
Yes. Yeah. And that's been another episode of the American Arts and Culture Review podcast. As always, I've been Wilbur Thomas with Clay Tatum.
It's been nice.
We had our number one guest, Doug Pound, on the podcast talking about Aladdin.
Yes.
Noink.
With our remember to noink. And with our number one.
Don't forget to buy our merch. We have shirts and the other things. We also have other things that we'll tell you about later.
Yeah, more stuff. Thanks, guys.
Like and review and rate and comment. And remember, call your senators. Hit it, Clint.
Okay.
This has been a Forever Dog production. Executive produced by Brett Boehm, Joe Cilio, and Alex Ramsey. Engineered and mastered by Alex Sarchet. For more original podcasts, please visit foreverdogpodcasts.com and subscribe to our shows on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Keep up with the latest Forever Dog news by following us on Twitter and Instagram @ForeverDogTeam and liking our page on Facebook.